The Helper of Our Joy. The beauty of being in the kingdom of God is that God has laid certain principles, guidelines, and parameters by which the body of Christ can grow. The Apostle Paul understood this well when he said to the Corinthian church, "It is God who enables us, along with you, to stand firm for Christ. He has commissioned us and he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything he has promised us. Now I call upon God as my witness that I am telling the truth. The reason I didn't return to Corinth was to spare you from a severe rebuke. But that does not mean we want to dominate you by telling you how to put your faith into practice. We want to work together with you so you will be full of joy. It is by your own faith that you stand firm." In essence, Paul was saying that I want to make something very clear to you. Although I have been called by God to proclaim the gospel and placed in this office of leadership, I will not exert supreme religious authority over you and your faith. Paul did not know the depths of their pain or the extent of their inner conflict and struggle. These issues must be worked out between the Savior and the sinner, between God and the individual soul. As Paul said to the Philippians, "Work out your own salvation." The Corinthian church had a Christian obligation to do the same. Thus Paul was saying, "I am not your ruler or Lord, but the helper of your joy." Moreover, by answering the mother of Zebedee's children, Jesus taught his disciples to be humble. She came to worship him not in humility, but arrogance. She was asking for special privileges for her sons, but Jesus said to his disciples, "Be not like the Gentiles who lord their authority over their subjects. Whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever would be first among you shall be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus is the helper of our joy, because in him our hearts find joy. In his holy name we trust. Jesus is the helper of our joy, because he is the bishop or the overseer of our souls, who leads us to the best pastures, who defends us from our enemies, who guides us by his watchful eye, and one who prays to his Father to send us another comforter. Even in moments of despair, rejection, sadness, and defeat, he restores to us the joy of his salvation. Jesus is the helper of our joy, because he said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Jesus is the reason that we sing, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away." Let us remember that in our efforts and struggles to obey God, there will be days that we may feel defeated or overcome with the temptations of the world. But Jesus, who is the helper of our joy, sang to us today, "I have your best interest at heart. I am with you in every defeat, in every conflict. And when you fall, take my yoke upon you and become like me, for I am gentle and without pride, and you will have rest for your souls." When we take his yoke upon us, we allow him to take our disappointments and our worldly ambitions, so that we can be free to praise and worship God in spirit and in truth. He says, "Give me your sin, give me your sickness, give me your griefs, so that I can heal your body and soul and lead you in the path of righteousness for my name's sake." David understood this best when he said, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me."